I'm Capriana, and I'm an interviewer here at WMAP Radio. You can tune in weekdays from 2 to 5 to catch me and some of the incredible guests that join us on our show. From doctors to authors, life coaches, actors to entrepreneurs, you can hear their stories here every day. Tune into our Long Island station, 103.9 FM weeknights from 7 to 8 in Orlando, Florida, 94.1 The Bud, and 24/7 at WMAPradio.com, where we bring you the world's most amazing people. Make us part of your day.
All right, what's going on, WMAP Radio? It's Capriana. So with her RN and MBA degrees, as well as a master's in health science, she is a certified health and wellness coach. She has wrote two books, one book winning 2019 Best Inspirational Gift Book. So with us today, I have Susan Neal, RN, MBA, and MHS. Susan, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and you?
I am doing very well. Thank you for coming on WMAP Radio today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So give us a little background about yourself and what you do.
Okay. Well, I am an author, and my logo is inspiring others to improve their health so they can serve God better. 9 years ago, I lost my health. I had 10 medical diagnoses, 2 surgeries. I could barely get out of bed. And, you know, there was just so much the doctors could do for you. And after a year, I was healed. I got better. And I just learned so much from that. And so with my background of nursing and a master's in health science, I have put this into some healthy living books. My bestseller is 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates.
So that is...
It's an award...
Yeah, that's actually a really big thing right now. You know, a lot of people have been saying in studies and even on the news that carbohydrates and a high amount of sugar could actually be a leading cause to cancer buildup.
Yes, and heart disease. They're thinking it's, you know, not the fat, but it's the sugar causing the heart disease problems. And it's also contributing to dementia and Alzheimer's because... Mm-hmm. You know, that blood sugar goes up and down. So, yes, but it's really hard to get off. So that's why 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates will show you how to do it.
So how did you get the knowledge to be able to write a book like this? So I understand that you are an RN and you have multiple degrees, which is very incredible. But when it comes to health and wellness, you know, there's so many different things that we have to take into account when we're putting things into our body.
Oh, that is so true. Absolutely so true. But I you know, our bodies were created to heal if we provide them with the right foods. You want a food, a vegetable, a fruit, a meat. You don't want something out of a box or a bag. So you have to change your mindset of how you look at food. Is this a whole natural food? Potato chips are not, but almonds are. So it's like a mindset change. And when we gain knowledge and we understand different foods, then we eat the right ones. And it helps to heal your body. But also there are, I believe that there's 3 reasons why so many individuals have an issue with changing their eating habits and may eat inappropriately. And it's a candida infection or overgrowth of the gut. And I had that. So I have firsthand knowledge from craving sugar and carbs. Or it's an emotional connection with food, or a food addiction. Mm-hmm. So I delve into the root causes for these problems and why we may be eating inappropriately, and then getting back to the basics of eating whole foods.
Of course, you know, and I understand that every person is different. So a lot of people, you know, if it comes to being depressed, you'll eat, or everybody eats for a different reason. You know, some people just like the sweets and they just like things out of the box, or some people just don't have time in the morning. So they'd rather just take something from a box and drink a sugary drink in order to wake up. So what is one way that we will be able to improve our daily eating habits?
One is just drink water and then one or two caffeinated beverages. So don't drink any sodas, don't drink any fruit juices, only water. It's like our bodies are like 80% plus water. We need water. Just drink water and one or two caffeinated beverages. That's just one change.
Right. And, you know, I've actually personally read that you have to drink at least a gallon of water a day. Why exactly is that the case in order to be the healthy version of ourselves?
Well, otherwise we get dehydrated. Mm-hmm. And so toxins remain in our body, you know, pesticides, dyes, all this different stuff that we get from food and drinks. But when we flush it out with lots of water, that is beneficial, and it releases toxins. Your cells, you know, are full of the water that they need. It gives you energy. It makes you feel better. It prevents, you know, coagulation from, you know, the blood getting thick. It prevents headaches.
So there's a ton of positive side effects from drinking water. There's more good than there is harm. So definitely everybody should be drinking as much water as possible during your day. I think it's about, what, 8 water bottles a day we should be drinking.
Yeah.
So aside, mm-hmm. aside from drinking water and having just 2 caffeinated drinks per day, what is another way that we would be able to improve our eating habits?
You want to stay away from anything that is in a box or bag that a food manufacturer makes. So you want a fruit or a vegetable, something that you can pick and you can identify. Even though a potato chip was made from a potato, it is processed. Don't eat processed foods. Eat a baked potato, a sweet potato, an apple. Grab an apple for breakfast. Eat a grapefruit for breakfast. If you need a snack, well, just put almonds in a Ziploc bag or any kind of nut that you like and mm-hmm. take that with you. So we need to get back to the whole foods.
Of course, yeah. All of that is definitely brain food as well, especially almonds. So I want to ask you, so you brought up a really good, interesting point earlier. So you said that the root cause of inappropriate eating, you said something about candida overgrowth. So for my listeners that are intrigued by, you know, the things that you're saying right now, a lot of us probably don't know what candida overgrowth actually is. So what is it?
Well, candida is a yeast. Mm-hmm. And in our gastrointestinal system, we were made with the perfect combination of good beneficial probiotics and a little bit of yeast in there. And what happens is when we take antibiotics, it kills the good probiotics. And then we were never taught growing up to take a round of probiotics or probiotic-rich foods after we've had a course of antibiotics, and most of us have had tons of antibiotics
right.
through our life. So our gastrointestinal tract, those good probiotics have been killed. Well, guess what? The bad guy, Candida, comes and takes over. And do you know what he likes to eat? Sugar, carbs, and alcohol.
Wow.
And if you are craving those three things, my book, 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates, can help you get to the root cause of your problem and heal.
You know, I think I might actually go out and buy a copy of this as soon as our interview is over. Where would we be able to find a copy of your book? Is it available on Amazon or if we walk into Barnes & Noble?
It's Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com, Walmart.com, online. And you can go to my website, Susan U. NEAL, Neal, SusanUNeal.com is my website. I am a health and wellness coach, and my motto is to inspire others to improve their health.
Of course. So before I get you live off air right now with WMAP Radio, just tell us, what is the most rewarding part of your job that you would say?
Is, gosh, when people heal and they're like, oh, I've lost 15 pounds in 3 weeks. Or, you know, gosh, I like vegetables again. Or my palate changed. I'm no longer craving those sugars. I actually like vegetables. And, you know, and it's like, oh, my food sensitivity went away. I can mm-hmm. eat this type of food again. So when people heal and they're benefited, and that just gives me great joy. I understand because I was sick. Mm-hmm. And when you get your health back, oh, my gosh, and you have energy and you feel good in the morning, what a wonderful feeling.
Of course, that's definitely a wonderful feeling to have that. So definitely check out her book, guys. She has two books. One is called 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. And she also has another book. It's called Healthy Living Journal. You can find that available on Amazon. And you said Barnes & Noble as well?
Yes, Barnes & Noble and Walmart.com. And my Healthy Living Journal, it just won the 2019 Best Inspirational Gift Book.
Wow.
So this Christmas, if you want to give a loved one the gift of health, look for Healthy Living Journal by Susan U. Neal.
Definitely. And you're doing so many incredible things to help people all over the world. Definitely trying to help people better their lives just on a daily basis. So check her out. Her name is Susan Neal. Her website is SusanUNeal.com. Check out her book. She has two books. So definitely take a look on Amazon. Once again, we have author, health and wellness coach, and yoga teacher on the phone with us, Susan Neal. Susan, you have an incredible rest of your week.
Thank you.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.